Welcome to Friendly Competition, a podcast to discover the best of all time. I'm Nick Carey, alongside my co-host and best friend, Cody Lena. We discuss various pop culture topics and narrow down to truly the best of all time.
Or as we like to call it, the boat. Before anyone set foot on the boat, we put them into a Sweet 16-style tournament where you each round till we decide a winner. Nick, what criteria do we use when you decide who steps foot on the boat?
Whatever the hell we want. Cody, you want to tell them what we're talking about this season?
Absolutely. We have taken all of the things in the country that people have ever looked at and thought, this is interesting. We should have other people come and look at this thing. And we put them all into a group, and now we're going to look at them and tell you which ones you should look at. Nick, that's pretty accurate, right?
That is the vaguest but most accurate way to describe it. Correct. You use basically all pronouns. You use all the pronouns for all of the other words that you're supposed to.
Yeah.
Because instead of saying America, you just said country.
Yep.
National monument, you said thing.
Yep.
So like, yes, can I definitively say you described it 100% accurately? I can say that for sure.
Hell yeah, dude. That's what I'm saying. 100%. That's an A+.
Yeah, that's an A+. That's vague. And I mean, maybe it's an A because I feel like the A+. But nonetheless, like you could go back and argue with the teacher and be like, is that not what you asked for?
And I would.
Yeah, and do not worry about that.
Do not worry about that.
Your boy was a point.
So we're talking about national monuments, and that's fine. Now, I want to get back to the important conversation. Which one of these national monuments would you want in the film where Paul McCartney has kidnapped the president and the Expendables have to save
him? See, this is what's tough. Because we right now have some really great grade A movie set places, right? Like, you have... In Group C here, we got the Golden Gate Bridge, number 2 Golden Gate Bridge, going up against the 15 seed Cloud Gate, otherwise known as the Bean in Chicago. And then we also have the 7 seed, the National Mall, you know, all the classics, Lincoln, Washington, MLK's up there, probably some other people.
Big Reflection Pond.
Honestly, I thought you said Big Pun. Like the rapper,
Big Pun. I was like, Notorious B.I.G. Everybody's in the National Mall, dude. That's where they go to fucking stuff. You can't. All the greats. That's where all the good stores at. They got a Hot Topic.
Yeah,
they got Aunt Annie's mall. They got an Aunt Annie's pretzels.
Why didn't we include Mall of America on here? That feels rude. It's not even on this list. And then National Mall going up against the 10 seed Hollywood sign in a world. Where it's Expendables 5.
Expendables 5.
And we are writing this, by the way.
Paul McCartney has long conned every government in the world except the Russians, because the Russians knew the whole time that he's been at least like a double, triple agent. Because he's what? A British citizen who is spending a lot of time in the United States. Dude, Paul McCartney is the perfect mole.
I'm telling you. He had access at that time when he was like Paul. Like, he had. You're the president at any point in your career, right? It doesn't matter which president. Any president gets a call, says, hey, Paul wants to stop by. Do you mind? You're always going to say yes. And then what are you going to do? Not if Paul's like, hey, what's in that folder right there? You're like, ah,
he's a beetle.
I shouldn't show you this, but come here. Come check this out. Yeah. So here's the maps. Here's the schematics. Here's what we got going on. Here's all the secret tunnels. Here's all of the.
Can you imagine that scene? That's what he's doing, right? He's like, oh, Mr. President, what's over there? And they're like, oh, it's really cool. He's like, oh, awesome. Are these the secret notes and stuff? Yeah. Well, you just gave them to Paul McCartney. I can't do Russian.
Damn, because you're Paul McCartney. Not bad. Honestly, for you not being a voice guy. Very solid Paul McCartney, if I'm being honest. I just want to give you credit for it. But Russian Paul McCartney might be it's hard to do one accent and then pivot that accent into the next.
I am Paul McCartney.
I am Paul McCartney.
That's not Russian.
It's not it.
This is why we get the actors to do it.
This is why we pay. This is what the money's for, people. But yeah, so Expendables 5 coming out probably next summer. Easily.
Yeah, so Paul McCartney takes the president. Now, he takes him to the Golden Gate Bridge or to Cloud Gate. Now, if it's Cloud Gate, you tie up the president. You put him under the bean. You hide the president under the bean. You can't shoot him from above because you can't destroy the bean.
He's got to be in the bean, right?
Oh, my God. The bean's in the front the whole time.
Yeah, the lab is the bean, of course. Or it's the bomb. I can go either way.
I think the bean is the bomb. I think it's been a bomb.
The bean is the bomb. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in a good spot, and it would definitely devastate Chicago if it was a nuclear bomb.
Terrorists don't target Chicago enough.
See, I just had that same thought. I was like, this would feel fresh. Like, it would feel like, wait, we're going to blow up Chicago? Yeah, the Bean has been a in the same way that Paul McCartney's been a double agent. The Bean has also always been a bomb by the Russians.
Also, it leaves us with the option to do the most intense scene in the history of all films, Nick. All right, get ready for this. The Bean is there. The president's tied up under the Bean, right? And the Bean is the bomb. The end of the movie, it's the last like 5 minutes. Paul McCartney just got shot in the stomach and he's bleeding out, but he's still alive. And he's doing his like, oh, there's nothing you can do. We're all going to die. Yeah. And then he's like, it's too late. So all the Expendables get around the Bean and they put their fingers under it and they throw it into space.
You're fucking right they do. You're fucking right they do. Or honestly, they could just throw it into the Great Lake. That's right. I don't remember. I think they have Michigan. I don't remember which
one. Yeah, it's Michigan.
They can just if they just all got under it, rock out Arnold Schwarzenegger, Bruce Willis, Jason Statham, Terry Crews, get them all. There's not a world where I don't believe they couldn't lift it up if they needed to.
For some reason, tell me if this is a little too much, but that list of people you just said, for some reason, I put Ric Flair in there.
Ric Flair has shown up. Yeah, he's in Expendables 5. He is in Expendables 5. Unfortunately, he did figure out a way. And but they're all there just lifting. Ric Flair's going, woo, woo, woo. And then chuck it into the ocean.
Oh my God, no. So before they do it, he's like, oh yeah, dude. Paul McCartney's laying there bleeding. No, he's like, there's nothing you can do. You can't shut it off. And then the Stallone just yells, you can't just turn it off. And then they throw it into space.
Done. All good.
So good. So
we saved it. God, I want this movie so bad.
I got to lock in the Golden Gate Bridge, though. Of these two things?
So, yeah, as we're talking about both, I mean, the Golden Gate Bridge is iconic. Like, there's some, and I've driven it. I've gotten to go there. It is iconic. The Bean, well, let's talk about it because it is called Cloud Gate. And then I love that immediately he sets it out. And he's like, look, this is Cloud Gate. Because what I did was he took 168 stainless steel plates, molded it, welded them, and then polished it so much that it's seamless, right? That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. That's hard to do. I love that he sets it out. He's like, look, it's Cloud Gate. You can see from every vantage point, you can see Chicago in a warped kind of way. Isn't that artistic? And they're like, it's a bean. You made a bean because clouds don't look like beans. That's a bean, dude. No,
that's
it's
a bean, bro.
It's Cloud Gate. It's beautiful. It's artistic. It describes kind of the monstrosity that is in city. It's a bean, dude.
It's a bean.
Given
bro.
It to Boston. Was this supposed to go to Boston? Beantown? Why is it here? Did you fuck up? Did you fuck up Anish Kapoor, who's the Indian-born British artist? Once again, I don't like that we're not using Americans to make our monuments, by the way. This has come up again, and it is a problem. We're making American monuments, and we went to the British?
That was a gift. It was a gift, and we're keeping it, Nick.
I don't think this wasn't a gift. He was commissioned.
Do you think you got to be pissed, though, if you make Cloud Gate and everyone just calls it the Bean?
There's no... Yeah, of course you are.
Oh, God. I get it. I understand why it's impressive to look at and it's beautiful, but it's got to be the Golden Gate Bridge. People drive over this thing. It's in the intro to Full House. I haven't seen Cloud Gate in the intro to Full House.
That's true. Part of that because, they did
what
make Fuller House. They
give
did
me
make
one association, Nick, that I have with Cloud Gate that'll make me think about the Olsen twins. One.
To be fair, this was given to us in 2006. So, I mean, by that point, the Olsen twins are very much in their private era.
Oh, yeah. They're adults.
Yeah, they're full adults by that point. So there will be nothing unless they've taken a photo there.
No.
No.
And I've seen every photo with the Olsen twins in it, and they have.
Yeah, it is a weird thing that you're very proud of. It is something you brag about. I've seen all of them. Every published photo, I have seen them. And he's not wrong.
I'm looking at the Golden Gate.
I got it. Yeah, I'm with you here. I think it's cool.
Unless we get the Expendables 5 and they throw the whole bean into space to save the president from Paul McCartney. Honestly, the level you'd have to do for me to think of the bean as Cloud Gate. And they'd have to refer to it only as Cloud Gate.
Well, that would be... Could you imagine you're watching a movie, right? And you're watching Expendables 5 and they're like, all right, we've got it. We've got his coordinates. He's at Cloud Gate. You would be sitting there if you're not from Chicago.
Yeah.
You would sit there and be like, oh my God, it's a base up in the skies. Like, that's crazy. Is that like the name of like a plane that never touches the ground? Cloud Gate. And then you get there, you're like, the bean? You mean the bean?
He's under the bean.
He's under the bean? That's nothing. Well,
that's how we get them. They get really in. Then they're disappointed. They're like, oh, fuck. But then they throw the bean to space.
Then they throw the bean to space. Back. And then back. You're like, well, that was fucking radical. So that's all I needed to see.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm with you, though. We got to move Golden Gate on into the next round, where it will go up against either the National Mall or the Hollywood sign.
Okay.
Now, obviously, the National Mall might be kind of a cheat. It's got a lot of great ones, right? Like, as we've talked about already. But can we talk about, I don't get the Washington Monument. I think that's nothing. Like, if I was George Washington, especially if I'm George Washington, I'm coming back now and I get to Washington, D.C. Me, D.C. Yeah. And I'm like, wow, you guys have really done something amazing. Oh, you actually built your own home for the president. That makes a lot of sense. The White House. That's amazing.
Wow.
Oh, and there's a statue of me. You guys don't have to, please.
Oh, when this we have my own monument.
Who's that? Oh, that doesn't look anything like me. No, that's Lincoln. That one's he was the 15th president. We actually ended up in a civil war. Da da da. We gave him a statue of himself. Yeah, he looks huge, but he's the 15th guy, so I'm number one. So my statue must be. Where is it? It's the pointy one.
It's the giant obelisk that stands over us, watching us.
My face isn't even on it. I don't know if you guys noticed. You didn't put any of my face. None of my.
Okay. Would you rather have a monument that you can see from the whole city, like Washington's, that's just big sticky up boy? Or would you rather have one you have to go into a building to see, like Lincoln?
Lincoln, 100% of the time. A, you don't have to go into a building. You're still in the mall. Two, I want there to always be some idea that it is a robot.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's a mech suit that I might be in.
I never want that to go away. I never want there to not be a fear that my entire body in that monument is a robot.
What? Okay. I want a monument too, then. I want it to look just like the Lincoln one. But in the stomach is my head cryogenically frozen, looking out like Krang.
Yeah.
And then, so at any point, they're going to think like, well, he might turn it on and just be alive in there.
He might be alive in there. I know they said that he is brain dead, that he told him like, no, I saw it in Futurama. It's good. Make it happen. But that might work. I'm a little afraid of it.
We don't know how far science have come.
That's what I'm saying is like MLK's got his statue out there. He's kind of got a best of both worlds situation. Got a little kind of that. Looks like it's carved out of granite. Honestly, does look like the piece isn't finished. I will say that. It does feel like we were like, all right, that's good enough. That's fine. No, no, no. You're done. You're done. We got to get this up. We got to put this out. I haven't even finished his backside yet. It looks fine. It looks fine.
No one goes back there anyway. Yeah. Like, the problem is the Hollywood sign's iconic, but you can't even go to it. You can't like pose in the O. You can't experience the sign. You can't get good pictures in front of the sign.
You can walk to the sign.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to go to it. It's under monitor. It's monitor 25/7, which is wild. And you can't touch it, and you can only get to behind it. I'm reading stuff, and they're like, don't go to the sign. This sucks ass.
Yeah. I mean, it's also a lot of hiking. Like, it is hiking to get to something, which is never fun. It is, to that point, you're right. Like, the Hollywood sign is something that is really cool to see in the distance and is, like, it's iconic because you've seen it in so many movies. But it is really kind of, like, once you see it, you check that off. But can we say something about that?
Yes.
Can I say one thing about that? And what
absolutely,
I love about that? Because when it comes down to it, if I go to the National Mall, I'm going to have to do a lot of reading. I'm going to have to stand there and stand in front of this stupid pencil-looking ass statue and act reverent and read about some man I already know about and have to act and bullshit it, right? Mm-hmm. Or I can just drive by the iconic Hollywood sign, grab a quick photo. You know, if we're parked, you can see in the background, take my photo with it. And now we're done. Check off. Now I can go eat dope food or something, right?
Yeah, that's true. At the National Mall, I think you've signed up for a long thing at the National Mall.
Right. And a lot of like, and let's be clear, you and I, we are going to talk about Mount Rushmore. It is in Group D, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's the last group. We come from a place that we understand that like once you see big rock, big carved rock,
you get it. It's
the Hollywood sign, you're just kind of always, and it just kind of always is over you.
Lording over you, like you'll never be as good as Hollywood. Do you feel disrespected by the sign? Do you feel like when I see the Hollywood sign, like it's a world that doesn't involve me in it?
I think it's inspirational, right? You're saying like, I want to be a part of that. Like the Hollywood Hills, right? I want to be where those people are. And like you show up and you see it and it just like hits you and you're like, it's there. Whereas like the National Mall, I'm just going to spend a lot of time walking around looking at rock, like carved rock.
It's going to take
a big chunk out of my, because let's be honest, you're seeing these as a tourist. So now you're like, okay, do I want to spend 4 hours at the National Mall or do I want to spend 5 minutes to drive by, get a good shot of it?
Nick, knowing that LA traffic, it'll probably be 5 or 6 hours just to get to the sign. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're not wrong. But
I got to walk in the National Mall. The Hollywood sign is nothing. I like what you tried to do, but it is nothing.
Yeah, that's true. That is nothing.
It is nothing.
I tried. I almost got myself there. I was like teetering on the point. I was like, I think you're making a really good point here, Nick. And I'm like, it's all of the statues. It's all of our best ones. It's all of our best ones.
Yeah. Oh, every like the you mean the homage to all the presidents and government and wars and shit. You don't want to go. No. Okay. No. Oh no. You want to see a sign? This is Hollywood that you can't touch. Okay.
Well, and at one end of the mall, you literally have like you have the Capitol buildings, like it's all of it in one spot. And yeah, to be like, no, but this sign.
Wow. All right. Golden Gate Bridge versus the National Mall. Name me one thing about the National Mall that'll remind me of the Olsen twins, Nick.
Name me one. Were the Olsen twins the president at some point? Did they ever do one of those movies? Were the Olsen twins ever the president?
I'm looking it up. What are you looking up?
Is this to point out how anti-American they are? You're going to tell me some of the most photographed children. That's what they were.
I've seen all.
And Cody has seen them all. Mm-hmm. Just for posterity, just to make sure he had them all locked in into his brain. You were one of the most photographed people of all time for a time being there. And you didn't. You got no national monuments? What are you trying to say about America?
Nick.
Golden Gate Bridge is basically in communist San Francisco.
Okay, Nick, I figured it out, okay?
Okay.
I figured it out. Expendables 5. So we've got all the Expendables. We're going to need, okay, they're getting old, right? Just in general, they're getting old.
We're going to need,
Expendables 6 is going to be a new cast of Expendables, okay?
Yeah.
So Expendables 5. They get to the National Mall. They're there. They are finally untying the president from Lincoln's leg. And Paul McCartney comes around the corner. And he's like, oh, I'm Paul McCartney. And there's nothing you can do. It's too late. And then they shoot Paul McCartney. And then right as they're about to get out, the Olsen twins show up. And the Olsen twins just capped the president ruthless style, like street assassination. And then they do, but they also get Sylvester Stallone. They get everybody. That's because you send the two expendable guys back, so Stallone and Statham go with the president to get into the chopper.
That's when
the Olsen twins get them. The Olsen twins have been triple agents the whole time. They don't work for Russia or the United States. They work for the shadow government.
Oh, I love a good shadow government.
Exactly.
Hey, I want to go back to the National Mall. We're at the National Mall.
Yes.
I love that. I love everything you just said. No notes. And that's why I have to move on. So I'm here looking at the National Mall and I'm just kind of traveling it via Google, right?
Via Google. Yeah.
And like, you got a lot of great stuff here. You've got your Thomas Jefferson Memorial. You have the Japanese pagoda. So all of the like beautiful cherry blossoms, Martin Luther King, as we mentioned, Korean War, World War II.
Yeah.
And then on here though, we do have George Mason Memorial. Who the fuck? This is like our most important one. And George Mason was like, I should really get my own in there, huh? They say he's one of America's lesser known founding fathers. That's nothing.
He wrote the Virginia Declaration, the Bill of Rights. So come on, dude. Give him a little credit where credit's due.
You don't make the story. Okay.
If that doesn't do
anything for you, here's the other one I want to give you then. If George Mason don't do it for you, I would like to point out that once again, we've named a lot of presidents, a lot of the big hitters, right?
Yeah.
There are a lot of presidents who aren't in the National Mall, Cody. Name me a president that would like be like, if I got to add the next person, right? Because right next to it, you have Theodore Roosevelt Island. You do have FDR has his own there.
Okay.
Right next to it is the John F. Kennedy Center for Performing Arts. So I think you can kind of say like he's being represented in this space. So now... That's all the presidents I can find except for one. Can you tell me what president you're like, man, we gotta get something for the homeboy?
Roosevelt? Theodore?
Both Roosevelts are covered.
Got it. All right. Lincoln's got his thing going on.
Lincoln's good. I will tell you, this has existed When this person got their monument, the National Mall had already existed and had been existing.
Okay, Taft. I'm going Taft.
Not Taft. Lyndon B. Johnson found himself like, I really should get my shit out there, huh? He's got Lyndon B. Johnson National Park. Once again, this would have had to have been done. The mall has existed. So this man is just looking out at all these great presidents that are all represented there. And he's like, you should be on that park too, shouldn't I?
I should get a hand on that ball for sure.
I came in right after Kennedy, right? That was pretty crazy of me. So really, was it John? Who came in and pardoned Nixon? Was that Johnson or was that?
Bro, I'm not doing history class right
okay,
now.
Okay,
right?
Sorry.
I'm talking about fucking monument.
Either way, it's wild to me that homeboy was like, I got to get in on this.
Got to get a hand on the ball. I respect that. At the end of the day, the Golden Gate Bridge is just a bridge, though.
It is
a
bridge.
I only see one thing. I see the bridge, and that's it. Yes. Does it remind me of the Olsen twins? Yes. But that's it. That's the only good thing it has going for it.
I to your point, if we're saying like, okay, you're going to America, you are going to go see the best, like what would be the thing we want to make sure you saw or to get? I think the mall gives you the most bang for your buck, right? We're not even going to include the fact that all the Smithsonians do are technically there as well. I'm not going to give that to it, but I'll say that's not bad.
No, it helps. The bridge is just a bridge.
A bridge is a bridge. It was a big bridge, long bridge. Once again, when you see how it's made, once again, very much like, oh, those are men. That men made that bridge. I didn't make that bridge.
I didn't make that bridge.
I drive a Toyota Prius over that bridge, okay? Like, I ain't. We were built different, okay? But, I got to say it's National Mall. Also, I do just want to point out, I had to learn more about LBJ's. He just put a rock.
Dude, when you know what you're about, that's what you're about, you know?
Think it's because Lyndon B. Johnson was notorious about telling people how big his dick was? And would like want to
is?
Like flip, like wanted to whip it out in meetings. Would be like he really did have a mentality of like, let's pull our dicks out on the table and whoever's bigger, that's how we'll settle these conflicts. Because he was like, no, I got this.
I got a hog on me, dude.
So he's the one who, they were building the Washington Monument and he's like, oh man, that could have been mine.
Yeah, right next to, I want it right next to Washington's, but bigger.
Bigger.
That's wild that a president wanted to solve arguments that way. I got to lock in the National Mall, dude. I can't do the Golden Gate Bridge. I respect it, what it's possible of. I do not enjoy that we can't throw it into space to save the president.
I do like the one time in X-Men 3 when they did take the Golden Gate Bridge and moved it to connect Alcatraz. That was pretty sick. Got to be honest. That's a pretty sick thing you can do with it. But
that sounds pretty lit. I'm not going to lie, but I'm still locking in the National Monument.
Yeah, I think bang for your buck, what you're getting here, you got to go with the National Monument. So that is it. Folks, National Mall moving on to the final four, where we'll go up against group A, B, C, and D. D coming out on Wednesday. But thank you so much for listening to this episode of Friendly Competition. If you want to about your boys, a few things that you can do, as always, share with a friend, tell a friend. Wherever you're listening to this, make sure you hit that like, that follow, that subscribe, and give us those 5 stars, please.
Absolutely. Follow us on all of our social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Just look up at Friendly Comp Pod. If you have an idea for a whole 16-team tournament you'd like to see us do, email those to us at friendlycompetitionpodcast@gmail.com.
As always, shout out to Charizard for that intro music. You want to hear more of their stuff, head over to Bandcamp, type in Charizard, and replace the vowels with sixes. That is going to be it for us. We got, like I said, Group D coming out on Wednesday. But until then, I've been Nick Carey.
And I'm Cody Lena. See you on the boat.